Okay. Simon Samach Ches, right? Is that what we're up to?
I don't think so.
No, we didn't finish? I thought we finished. I'm pretty sure we finished.
I thought we finished
five.
I mean,
yeah, you rushed.
Yeah. We finished. Okay. Okay, new Simon Samaches. It's on page Shin Mem Beis. Shin Mem Beis. Yeah. On Shabbos?
Yeah,
he couldn't. Atavas Chalom on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, did you have a nether in the Chalom? He said he wanted three. I said, maybe you need that.
Ten. I'll das Rab.
He didn't know what I was talking about.
Okay, let's go back. Simon Samaches on the laws of Tzilas HaDerech. Hayoytze LaDerech Bein Mibesai Bein Mimokim Shoyolon BaDerech. A person who leaves his home, he's going out to travel from his home or from a place where he was temporarily visiting. In other words, he's traveling on the road and he stops over in a motel at night. So he's there at night. And now the next morning, he begins to travel again. So he's now going to say Tfilas HaDerech a second time. Furthermore, when he reaches his destination, now he goes on he returns home. So then the halua is, in all of these three examples, according to the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, we're going to discuss more detail. There are many different opinions as to when exactly to say Tfilas HaDerech. But at least he's presenting three examples when you begin a trip for the very first time, when you return home, and even, this is a chiddush of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, even when you are in the middle of your trip, but you've stopped overnight at a motel, and you begin to, you resume your traveling, after you leave the Ibur, Ibur means 70 and two-thirds Amos, the Hainu Shiv Amos, Shnei Shalishi, 70 and two-thirds Amos, Li'achar Shekolu Kol Habatim, after the last home of this village, Mispalel Tfilas Hadech. Now we'll discuss Halacha L'maaseh in our day and age. It's much more complicated because we don't really know where the Ibur shall live. We live in a very complicated world, and basically so often you'll find a house, you'll find some type of office. So it's complicated. We'll see. I'll tell you what it says over here. The Shemus of Halacha, what we do Halacha L'maaseh is banazeh. But basically, in these three situations, after you leave, ideally the time to say Tfilas HaDerech is not when you leave, not when you're at home, but it's when you are already on the road. Exactly, where on the road are you? When you're exactly 70, when you've left, you've passed 70 and two-thirds Amos, which is not that much. Obviously, it's a very short distance from leaving the last home. What's the bracha? You say Mispalut. And he gives the beginning of the bracha. It's found in the siddur. There are different nuschos. He writes them lufanecha. Hashem elokeinu v'chavaseinu shetolichenu l'shalom. May you guide us in peace v'chule. Now the main point I need to point out is at the end of the bracha. It concludes Baruch Ato Hashem shemeya tefila. The critical part of Tfilas HaDerech is to conclude with the Shem Hashem Baruch Ato Hashem shemeya tefila. Anytime a person has a suffix, if he is allowed, if it's correct to say Tfilas HaDerech, then you should not conclude with Baruch Ato Hashem Shemeya Tefila. There is absolutely no harm whatsoever in saying the first part of Tefila Sederach, even though you say Yehi Ratzon Milufonecha Hashem Elokeinu. You can say Hashem Elokeinu as many times as you want, as long as you're saying it as part of a Tefila. That's perfectly fine. But to make a chasima of Baruch Ato Hashem, that is off limits. There's a fundamental difference between the nusach Baruch Ato Hashem, that's a bracha, that you can do. But to say Yehi Ratzon Milufonecha Hashem Elokeinu, that you can do, as long as there is at least a little bit, there is some legitimate reason why you would want to make a bakasha. Now before we go further, I just want to point out there are two schools of thought in Bizman Hazeh in Tfilas HaDerech. There is those who hold that Bizman Hazeh you should almost never make Tfilas HaDerech. Or you should at least never, come on, never make it. I shouldn't say never. You're traveling across seas on an airplane, of course you say it. But you should minimize the number of times you say Tfilas HaDerech, because we live in a very complicated world where every so often you can buy food and you can find a place to sleep. When you travel by car, every so often you're in a car, so as long as, even if the car breaks down, there's a cell phone. It's not like it was in ancient times when a person, mamish, you're taking your life in your hands when you go on a simple trip, even just for travel 2-3 miles, sakonis nefashas. Who knows if you'll reach your destination. Today, Baruch Hashem, where we live, it's not like that. So you should not make the bracha tefillah saderach with that, unless you are 100% sure that it's correct to do so. On the other hand, there's a school of thought which he presents here in the Piskei Teshuvos that adrabah. Today we're in greater sakana because we know that a car is a kli mashchis. In ancient times, you go on a wagon. So what could happen? The wagon will break. The wheel will break. We all hear these Hasidic stories. They're on a wagon and the wheel gets stuck in the mud. The wheel gets stuck in the mud. People didn't die because the wagon crashed. Unheard of. People got killed because of bandits on the road. They would kill. But to list them, but today, a plane, sakana. Plane can disappear. Disappear in the smoke. It's not a joke. A car is mamish sakana. Mamish sakana, especially, you know, going back.
If you're texting while you're driving.
It's not a joke. We think today the technology, all the cars have airbags and this. Today it's even more dangerous
speaking of which, maybe I'm doing it wrong, but you're not gonna read the Tefillas HaDerech while you're driving.
No, usher, that's sakana. Someone, no, that's right. We're gonna come there. Yes. Okay, we're going to yes. No, stopping on the side of the road is not a good idea. That's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to pull over on the side of the road. It's very big sakana. You should never do that. So the ikar, I'll get to that in a second. Halacha l'mayis, the poskim say, you say before you begin, even when you're in your driveway, you're about to leave. We're gonna come. That's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch because the times have changed. He's discussing the Gemara. But before we get to that point, let's just throw out this idea. This is a yesod which carries through the entire understanding of Tefillas HaDerech because it's a very complicated, very few halakhas that have changed, that are so complicated that modern times have forced us to take a new hard look at the halacha. Kriya Shema hasn't changed that much since ancient times. Okay, you want to talk about the Zman, Sevzman, Kriya Shema, there is a Shita, there's an amazing Shita that holds that Sevzman, Kriya Shema is a standard 10 o'clock. You go Basar, the 3 hours is the of society. And since we have set clocks, so basically 10 o'clock, standard, when you before you change the clock, it's either 10 or 11, I think, right? It's always going to be 10 or 11 o'clock, so you'll never have a problem with those 7 o'clock. Many people are on this. There are many shuls that people don't say Kriya Shema Bizma. They're not doing anything wrong because they have a Shita Yeshal Milismach. Sayisma Kriya Shema is either 10 or 11 o'clock, depending on daylight savings times. Okay, we will mach. We only go to shul there now. If there are signs, 9:24, 8:53, and so on and so forth. We live in a very...
People that happen that late don't know this.
Okay, but
they just do.
Tefillas, yeah.
Used to tell us to say Tefillas HaDerech.
Yeah.
While we had a tefillin on in the morning.
Right. That's a nusach. I was going to say that there's a
chesed. Before you leave.
After the evening. After the evening. Brocha smuch l'chaverta.
I think Lubavitch does that every day after Aleinu. They say Tefillas HaDerech.
Without a chasima,
every day
going chanami. But this is a two approaches. One approach is that bizman hazeh we don't our drachim and our way of traveling is completely different than it was in ancient times, and there's no need to make today bizman hazeh bracha tilsterach with a chasima baruch atah Hashem shmei atila unless you're going in place where it's a real sakana. And on the other extreme, there are many places that say just the opposite. Today it's much more dangerous because cars and buses and planes and the modern means of transportation is by definition on a much greater level of sakana than it was in ancient times. So al achas kama v'kama, you can be makil, even if you have a bias within ibur shel ir. You're saying the bracha, and there's a house here, and a house here, and a house there, and you're traveling to the country, and you, even though as you're saying, you're getting in the car, you're passing, oh, this house here, doesn't matter. You can say tefillah sadech, because those halachas of there being a bias every so often are not ikar, they're not mikar hadin. The ikar hadin is to make a bracha because of the sakon of the derech, and going in a car today is a much greater sakana than it was traveling with horse and buggy 1,000 years ago. And alachas kam v'kama, you can be makil to make the bracha because of the greater degree of sakana. So these are two very different mahalchim in tefillas aderech, and you'll always find people when you travel on a bus, you go on a trip with people, you'll always find people that have totally different opinions
and
in this matter.
The definition of sakana is also questionable. How do you define sakana?
How do you define sakana?
Is it statistics? So
okay.
There are people that don't make, even when they travel by airplane,
it's safer to travel by airplane. Right, in the Hanami. I know someone wanted to go on a private jet. Someone was invited to go to a chasna, and he was going on a private jet. So the person said, no way, I'm not going on a private jet. He has this image in his mind. Going on a private jet is like a propeller plane.
Oh. You're
saying I'm only going commercial. No way. So the Balabais was pounding away at this guy and saying, I'm telling you, flying my private jet is 100 times safer than going commercial. We fly at 45,000 feet, and the plane only flies at 30,000 feet. And he was telling him, explained to him in detail, and the guy says, no, I'm not going in a little plane, no matter what. I'm going on a commercial jumbo jet, leave me alone, that's the end. And the Chanami, it all depends on how you define sakana. So this is one. Now the other thing you have to throw out is that Bizman is that because there's so many complications, all the poskim can say, we just learned that you do not say tefillas aderech when you are on the road, because we don't really know, it's impossible unless you know the road inside out, where the last bias ends, where the last house ends, 70 and 2/3 amos. You can be soimech on the poskim that are of the opinion that tefillas aderech should be made in the beginning before you set out. You get in the car, you're in the driveway, you're about to pull out of the house, right then and there you can say it with a bracha. You're traveling a long distance, you're traveling to Boston, you're traveling to Chicago, to spend the whole day driving, wherever you're going. As you get in the car, pull out of the driveway, you can make the bracha right there and then, and that is the ideal thing to do. Okay, another important idea is, many poskim have the opinion that you should not make say tefillas aderech unless your traveling time is at least 72 minutes. If you're going on a trip, which some place you go to a hotel, there's certain hotels, I don't know, people go away for Pesach. How long does it take you to get to the hotel? So there's traffic, no traffic, but if the trip does not take more than 72 minutes... If it does not take 72 minutes, then many places... What? You should not say the bracha, because in modern times, we don't look... The Gemara talks about you only say tefillas aderech if the trip is 4 parsos. 4 parsos is the amount of time it takes to basically to walk 72 minutes. So the question is, does it depend on distance now in modern times, or does it depend on zaman? So to say tefillas aderech, if you're traveling a distance that would take to walk about 3 or 4 miles, you can certainly say tefillas aderech without the chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah. But if you want to add the chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah, then you should be chayish for the poskim that say that Bizman Hazeh does not any longer depend on actual physical distance of 3 or 4 miles of Dala Parsos. But now modern times depends on the amount of time it would normally take, which means a trip that would take you 72 minutes in a car going 60 miles an hour, whatever it is. So then you can say, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah. Many trips on the border, some 72 minutes to go to the country when there's no traffic. I don't know how long it takes. Where in the country you're going, it's questionable if you could say Shemeya Tefillah. Yeah.
What's a normal trip? A normal commute,
to go to work.
You can go to work 40 miles away, but it's a commute.
That's what some people, they say, actually, every time people who travel every single day, they go to work, they have to travel, many people travel over an hour a day,
yes,
to work.
We had a Mike Leckers and Mike Carpool, one guy used to say it every time, what's the average crossing? You okay, say
who was the driver? It depends on the driver.
He was the driver, and he was saying tefillah sederach while he was driving. But that's a different.
I mean, has chasima? He said berachah to Hashem shmei tefillah.
I don't remember. I think he did actually.
Okay, so
but the other members of the couple, well, we don't say tefillah sederach, so we didn't say.
Right. So you see over here, there are many chiluke deos. I just want to point out the issues. There's an issue of saying it at the beginning of the trip, not when you're traveling. There's an issue of 72 minutes, and there's an issue of automobiles are more dangerous than the Talmud Chazal, so you should be makel, you can say no matter what, it's the greatest hakana, or you can say that no, since wherever you get stuck, you'll always immediately have someone to help you. You can make a phone call, or there's always food and drink, and there are police, so you shouldn't make a bracha. These are the issues. What to do all depends on who you ask, who you want to follow. Okay, with that in mind, let's go further. Okay, there's another very important issue, another issue. There are three different opinions of when you make this derech. According to one of, I'll actually read it inside. Maybe it'll just make it easier to read you inside the basic yesodos. Okay, this comes, what it, this is really from the Shulchan Aruch. Hine, I'm going to read you, you don't have this. This is a hakdama. There are three opinions of how often a person should say tefillah sederach. Aleph. This comes from the Bach and the Taz. The Bach and the Taz, b'chol yoyim baboiker chayeb tefillah sederach afilu noseh kol hazman b'loy menucha klal. Let's say you're traveling, I don't know, to Australia. You're traveling, it takes you 3 days. Let's say, I don't know, you have some crazy connecting flight, and you're traveling non-stop. When it's morning, automatically there is a new chiyuv to recite tefillah sederach, even though you have not stopped. You're on a train, you're going cross country. I don't know how long it takes, but let's say you're going on a slow train cross country, and it's going to take you 5 days, and the train does not stop. It can goes and goes and goes and goes. Every single morning, alois hashachar, it's chal upon you a new obligation to recite tefillah sederach. Oh, but I said tefillah sederach when we began, when I left my driveway, or when the train pulled out of the station for the first time. So what? That was good for the first day. Now you're on the second day of your trip, you are required to make a new tefillah sederach. That's the shin of the Bach and the Taz. Then there's the opinion of the Ridbas. Okay, the Ridbas and other Achroinim, in the only time you have a new chiv is if you sleep. You have to stop over. If you stop over at a motel or somewhere in the middle, and then you wake up and you resume, then you're chayiv to recite tefillah sederach again. But if you don't go non-stop, you're continuously in motion, then even though it's a new day and you've davened shacharis, you have no obligation and you're not allowed to say the words Baruch Ata Hashem Shmei Tefillah B'Yibrach Levatala. You can say L'chor D'Hirot, but even though you're not chayiv, according to the Ridvas. And that is the second opinion. And the third opinion is you don't say it at all. The third opinion in the Paiskim, this is the Pri Chodesh and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is you only say it once. You say it when you begin the trip. If you're going to stop over on the way, you're going cross country, and you're going to stop over 5 times, 5 different hotels on the way, cross country, you only say it when you begin your trip the first day, and that's it. It's one trip, one starting location, one destination, all of the things in the middle do not count, you only have one. So you see over here, there are three different opinions as to when you say the tefillah sederach, when you're going on one trip. If it's every single day when the day begins, when the calendar day begins in Nuchiv, or it's just the other extreme, it's once, or somewhere in the middle, if you do stop in the middle and stay overnight, then you have to make a new bracha when you begin again. So again, another variable into the many variables, to add to the many variables of when you say tefillah sederach. Okay, another inyan of Hagdama. What's the purpose of saying tefillah sederach? This really comes from the Gemara. Or the Shlah, I'm sorry, not the Gemara, the Shlah HaKadosh, based upon the Gemara, is something very interesting. What's the problem? Why are you saying Tefillah Sederach? So, if you ask the average person like me, I would say, you know, it's dangerous. You're traveling on the road, it's dangerous, and you want protection. Okay, that's the simple understanding. But there's another reason. It's the bigger reason is Netilas Rishus Mikoinoi Lotse Sederach. It's Derech Eretz. It's not so much, not only, please protect me. It's dangerous. It's derech eretz. Ribbono shel olam, I'm taking leave of you. Not Hashem meloi chol eretz kevodo. But if you are, for example, people walk out of shul. You always see when people walk out of shul, they come to the back of the shul, and they turn around, they face Yerim Kodesh, they put her in the mezuzah, and they walk out. At the end of davening, there are certain psukim that you can say when you walk out of the shul. What were you saying goodbye to God? God is only inside the Beis HaKnesses, and when you walk out of shul, you can do kol davar aser. You can just speak lashon hara and gezel arayas. Of course not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, it's of course Hashem, but there's an intensity of kedusha that's found in the Beis HaKnesses. And when you leave Hashem's bayis, the place where Hashem's mokum miyuchid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's derech eretz for you to say goodbye to this intense mokum where the Shechina is residing in a more intense form before you leave, and Hashem is outside the street and is in the street as well. It's the same thing when a person travels. You live here. You've made for yourself a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You live in a home. You have a mezuzah. You shalom et Torah mitzvos. Every makom is a mikdash ma'at to some degree. When you leave your home to travel to a new destination, the same way you recite psukim with derech eretz before you leave the Beis HaKnesses, you have to ask rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to leave your home to travel to a new destination. Very interesting concept. It's very different than what we're used to. Now, I'll tell you something spooky. This really shook me up. The Shloh HaKadosh. Okay, the Shloh is, everyone knows the Shloh HaKadosh. He says the following. Everyone knows the Gemara where one of the Amoraim was davening, and after he would finish davening, he would predict if his tefillos were accepted. A chayla would come to, I don't remember who the Amora was, and he was asking, can you please be mispal for this chayla? Okay, I'll be mispal. He's mispalo. And then he would tell the person, don't, he'll be okay. And sometimes he would tell the person, sorry. Prepare for the worst. Okay. And every time he made these predictions, it was always accurate. And they asked him, how do you know? Posh im shugura tfilasi b'fi, if it comes out of my mouth, I know Hashem is listening, it's accepted. If it's I'm stumbling, this ikuf, there's a problem. So the Shloh says, when you say tfilas haderech, you can predict if there's going to be a delay in your flight. Mm-hmm. If you're going to land on time, there's going to be a stop, there's going to be turbulence. In Shugura, if you take davening seriously, the Shloh says, he didn't live all that long ago, the Shloh. If you take the davening, if you're a serious person, we're not dealing with jokers, we're dealing with people who are very serious, and you daven properly, and you say tefillah sechut kavana, and you're accustomed to this, if the tefillah sadech is Shugura b'fiv, it goes, don't worry. Relax. Everything will be okay. You'll reach your destination in peace. If it doesn't go well, he says, watch out.
That's only good according to the sheet that
they say that about
before you leave.
What?
That's only good.
Okay, or as you're leaving. As you're leaving.
They say that about the Hillerman cottage.
Yeah. But this Mamash of the Derech, it's a very, I read you what it says. The Chosef Hashloh HaKadosh Im Shugura is a quotation. This is not a summary. This is a quotation from the Shloh. Im Shugura Tfilas HaDerech B'Ficha Azai Telech LaBetach Darkecha, you can be certain you'll go in safety and security. Vimlo Yishmar Atzmo Mipnei HaSakona V'al Ze Yosim Lev Kol Bardas. Every thinking person should pay attention to this idea. Okay, so these are the basic Yisoides, the Hagdama. Let's go further in the Halacha. So we learned here, so right away, the first Chiddush of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us is that you say it when you're ready 70 and two-thirds Amos out on the road. Again, we don't do that Bizman Hazeh. We do it in the very beginning of the trip. I guess when you go on a plane, I guess people say it while they're on the runway, while they're taxiing. That's when you're going up.
That's the most dangerous,
dangerous time.
When it goes up.
Okay, the truth is when you're saying Tfilas Dech, when you're on the taxi, you're way more than 70 and two-thirds of Teramis away from the closest civilization when you're two-thirds on the runway. On the other hand, you can say, listen, you're on an airplane, you have everything you could possibly want. They have food, they have restrooms. What can you possibly be? They have more on a plane than you have in your home sometimes. So is that really cool that you're away? You're away? I don't know. But okay, you say in the beginning of your trip, let's go back, and then the next thing he says is that you should say it when you resume your trip, it seems that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is passing like the middle opinion, that if you are continuously traveling, for example, you're on a plane, and now it's sunrise, and everyone gets up to daven. Do you make tefillah sederich again? You never saw anyone make tefillah sederich again. That you never saw, because we don't pass like that opinion. There is such an opinion that if you're on a plane and you daven shachris, so it's a new day, a new calendar day, you are mechuyev to make a new tefillah sederich. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us not like that opinion. That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Not everyone, there are different opinions in this matter, but he's coming to pass like the middle opinion. The only time you would be chayev to make a new brach is if you would stop over. Let's say you have a connecting flight and you're going to stay overnight in another city for whatever reason, and you stop over, or even if you don't stop over, you just land and you rest, and you take a rest for a short period of time, and then you resume. Then, according to the Kitzur, there is a chiv to make a new bracha, a new bracha, even to say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefila. Okay, let's go further. Im holech bayom uvalayla o shalo shayolon shaloi b'mokum yishuv. If you're traveling by day and by night, or you're staying over shaloi b'mokum yishuv pama rishoyna oimar b'chasima. So the first time you say b'chasima. Uvashor hayam oimar b'loi chasima. He calls man shaloi lon b'mokum yishuv. If you do not actually sleep over in a place of yishuv, you're continuously traveling. Nechshav hakol kiderech achas, and you do not make the final bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefila. But he is chayish the kitzer for the first opinion that there maybe should be a requirement to say Tefila Saderech, so you can say it without the chasima. You can say without the Yehi Ratzon. L'chayr, according to the kitzer, when you wake up in the morning on an airplane, it's the middle of the night, you can say again Yehi Ratzon without the chasima. That would seemingly be what it says.
Doesn't hurt
to say. There is a legitimate reason to make the bracha because it's new calendar day. As long as you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefila, and even though you're saying Hashem's name, it's fine. You can say Hashem anytime you give a person a bracha, you can say Hashem's name, Maker Hadin. Okay, halacha. Wait a minute, what am I reading?
What were you reading?
Well, I was reading the wrong page. I turned two pages at a time. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to the Nusach. Halacha Aleph. He writes the Milvanach Hashem Lachinu, Vokay Vosein, Shetel Lachinu, Lashon Vachule. If you are Beloshon Rabim, you shall say Beloshon Rabim. Rak v'sitneini l'chein. Why do we say b'lashon rabim? Because when you make a bracha, you want to include yourself in the tzibur. You're not the only one traveling. You're not the only one. Let's say you are the only one traveling. I guess it doesn't make a difference. Since there are other, I don't know the answer. If you're the only one traveling, it's still the nusach habracha is to say b'lashon rabim. Rak at the end of the bracha, when it comes to the words v'sitneini l'chein, so you say v'sitneini. That's in the singular, referring to yourself. B'loshon yachid. The yoyser tov la'amra li'acha shiyotza mil mi'ibur shal'ir. Ideally, you should make the bracha after you've already left a mil, a mi'ibur shal'ir. That's three quarters of a mile. That's the ideal time to make the bracha. That's where you're significantly on the road. You're traveling already a significant distance on the road. Chshuhu kvar baderech v'lon be'ezir. And when you're on the road, the lon be'ezayir yochol amar baboker gam kodem shi'etz. Like we said before, you can make the bracha again. You can say it again before you leave the next time. According to that opinion,
you don't have to wait for the meal.
You don't have to. All right. Because you're not really. It's already called. You're in the middle. It's not called. You're really traveling for the very first time until you already traveled three quarters, 70 or a mil. Because you're not cool on the derech until l'chatchila, you're already a mil into your journey. But when you stay overnight in a hotel, you're on the road, because this is not your primary place of residence. So you definitely can sit on the road. You don't have to wait until you travel a mil to say it the second time. So the second, third, fourth time that you recite Tfilas HaDerech, when you're on a long journey, you can make the bracha immediately. Base. Ein lehispalel oisah ela imken yeshlo lelechis lapachas parsa. You have to be required to travel to parsa. Parsa is 4 mil. 4 mil is about 3 miles. So if you're not going to, if the trip does not take you 3 miles, you do not need to make the bracha. And that, in time of Chazal, would take about approximately 72 minutes of walking time. So we discussed, many Paiskim hold, that the Zman says, since we don't walk very much, the main mode of transportation is an automobile. The halakha is based upon time, not upon distance. And therefore, the person should not say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeat Tefillah unless he's traveling a distance, unless he's traveling for a period of time of at least 72 minutes. Does that include traffic? L'chayr it does. L'chayr includes traffic. If you're going to a place where it takes you 72 minutes to travel and it includes traffic, since you're for sure going more than 3 miles and you're traveling in an automobile for 72 minutes, l'chayr you definitely could make the brach. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeat Tefillah. L'chadchila yesh loy l'hispal l'vasech parsa harishayna. L'chadchila you should say it You should say the tefillah within the first parsa. If you don't say it right away, if you don't say it within the first, so we learn over different madregos. You should say it as soon as you leave 72 thoramas, and then you should say lechatil, wait until you're within at least 1 mil, and if you don't say with 1 mil, you can say it until you travel even 4 mil parsa. But let's say you're traveling 20 parsos, and it's already more. You're already 5, 6, 7, 10 parsels into the trip. It's okay. You can still say it. Uvelvad. You can say uvelvad. She adayin lo higia l'sech parsa hasmucha l'ir shu roitzel lo lunba. The only time you can no longer make the brach is if you're already within range. If you are already within 72 minutes of your final destination, then it's too late. It's too late to make the brach. If you're traveling, if you're within, you didn't. You're traveling more. If you have a long journey and you did not say it within the first parsa, I guess the situation has to be where you're traveling at least 2 parsos. If you're traveling at least 2 parsos and you did not say tefillah saderech within the first parsa, and now you're within range of the destination, within 1 parsa from your final destination, l'chore it seems to be saying that it's too late to say the bracha. The bracha must be said in the beginning, it can be said b'diavad during the middle of the journey, but if now you're within 1 parsa of your final destination, it's too late to make the bracha. Halacha, let me see if I find anything over here from the Pesukei Teshuvos. Okay, now I think I told you everything that's important here.
What if you're not going for a good purpose? Let's say go for IRS audit.
What difference does it make? Of course. Of course.
On the train, they're sending you to Auschwitz. Do you make a bracha? No. You make a shetelechel shalom or not?
You should, because maybe you'll be safe.
But the saving might not have anything to do with the train.
Yes, and a very scary question. Person on Auschwitz, going on the train to Auschwitz, to make the bracha tefillah saderech.
You want to make a bracha, then it should be mostly.
I don't know what to say. It's a scary question. I'm not comfortable with even thinking about it. I don't know. Okay, one other, Ashri, the Sri Deish. Okay, one other interesting thing. Let's say you're going for a mitzvah. Interesting shaila. Very interesting shaila. Let's say going for a mitzvah. I'm going for pidyon shvuyim. I'm going to collect. I'm going to America. I'm going for a mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah ein nizakin. So it's a bracha levatola. I have a haftacha. So the answer is no. There's the other. That's why it's important to understand the other reason why you make tefillah derech. It's you take neitel rishus. Nimlach, when you're saying tefillah saderech, you're acknowledging that this is a mikdash ma'at, and I'm leaving. Nimlach, neitel rishus is a very big chiddush. You make a bracha even when you're going with the rishus, even if you're going. Who says this? The tzel hachachma. You ever hear this thing called tzel hachachma?
It's big.
Yeah.
Sure, that's
Moshe Bik. Moshe Bik, Salachachma. Dan le sel et var mitzvah oy le shlichus mitzvah va fil tzach pikuach nefesh. Chayev le varach bracha zo. Okay. And what about on Shabbos? What about if you travel on Shabbos? It's for pikuach nefesh. I'm going on Shabbos. Rachman is the best to go to the hospital on Shabbos, far away somewhere. You're going on Shabbos. You make the bracha. You make the bracha if you're traveling. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for whatever reason. It doesn't mean you potter from making the bracha of tefillah saderech. It's a very interesting halacha. Okay, let's go further. Halacha Gimel. Let's see some Ainless Spalel. We did a halacha gimel. Tfilas aderech tzrichim lamer b'samuch levracha acheres. Now lichatchila, this is lichatchila. Lichatchila, you should say tfilas aderech samuch lebracha sbrucha smucha lechaverita. Does not have a psicha. Tfilas aderech does not begin with baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech haolam. It begins with a yehi ratzon. So that's not the tzuva bracha. The proper tzuva bracha is dealing with the baruch atah Hashem. So the answer is we rely that this bracha will be juxtaposed, will be attached to a previous bracha. Like we, for example, l'kai neshama. Most people have the custom to say l'kai neshama after you say, no, not because Torah, after asha yotzar, refechol basim afli la'asos, elokai neshama, nishnasatabi. Some say it after Birchas HaTorah, so you want to say that's Birchas HaTorah? Okay, I don't know, but it's supposed the bracha of a l'kai nisham, such a concept in a bracha does not begin with a baruch, like a havaraba. A havaraba is a bracha smuch l'chaverta. It's the chasima yotzer hama'oyros. So baruch atah Hashem yotzer hama'oyros. The baruch atah Hashem is also going to be the psicha for the bracha of a havaraba. So it's the same thing because why did Chazal do this? So it's made, similarly, there could be two reasons why Chazal did not begin the bracha of Tzil with the bracha in the beginning, because either it was typically said in the beginning of the day after you finished davening, when you would finish your davening, or you right away travel, so you would always be said smucho lechaverta samuch to a previous bracha in Shemoneh Esrei or the Birchas Hashachar. I'm not exactly sure which part of tefillah was, because normally they would be only travel early in the morning, or Chazal wanted to give you the opportunity to say this Yiratzon even when you are not, when you have a suffix. Since there are many situations where a person is not mechuyav to make the bracha with a chasima, to make a full-fledged bracha, but it's still appropriate to be mespalel before you do something which involves danger, or netilas reshus. So it's a bracha which always has, you can always say, if it had a baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech haolam, you'll be much more limited in when you can actually recite the bracha.
So if you don't have to make it,
you could make a chasima. If you mechuyev to make the bracha pidin, let's say you're traveling across the seas.
So really, if you don't have a bracha for
now, b'diavad you can make the bracha even if it's not in the chaverta.
And the bracha before it.
Yeah.
So can you say bracha atah Hashem to make it a?
No. You're never allowed. No, you can never do that. That the bracha, you can never say bracha atah Hashem if you mechuyev to do so. It only can be done. Samach lechaverta. Let's see. Tfilas derech tzrichim lamer samach lebracha acheres. Ulechein im yotzei baboiker. If you're leaving early in the morning, ve'oimer baderech birchas hashachar. And as you're traveling, you are reciting birchas hashachar. It seems it was very common that you would daven in the carriage while you're in the carriage, while you're traveling, you would daven. So while you're davening, that's when you would say tfilas derech. O shahoya baderech be'ezoyirsh. As yochol loymar tfilas derech gam koydim sheyetzei. As we learned before in the previous sif, that if you stayed overnight in a hotel and in the morning you are traveling and you're allowed to say the bracha before you leave, you don't have to wait until you're actually on the road. V'yomer afilu kodim sheyetzei b'derechas hashachar, yomer achar birchas hagoymel chasodim tovim liyamo Yisrael. Right after you conclude the bracha, then you say yehi rotzon. That would be the ideal place to insert the bracha of tefillah saderech. So the bracha baruch atah Hashem will also serve as a haschala for the tefillah saderech. V'mhoylech liachar ha'tefillah mibe. So let's say you're ready with mafsik because you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. You ate breakfast, you ate lunch, whatever you did. V'mhoylech liachar ha'tefillah mibe. So loyoychal bo. So the solution is, and you see people do this. People of halacha, you see them do this. Yoychal. Because the conclusion of the previous bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem. So you want the conclusion of the previous bracha to serve as the haschala of the next bracha. Ideally, a bracha should begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. But Tefillas Derech does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. So the only way is to improvise and have it next to another bracha which concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem. So what is
it? Because it begins with
Baruch Atah Hashem. The beginning of the previous bracha, right? The beginning of the previous bracha begins Baruch Atah Hashem, Kinei Melech Olam. So that Baruch Atah Hashem goes. goes on the next bracha as well. So here, what should a person do? A person should eat. Yoichal, a person should eat, or yishte, or drink. Eze davar al haderech, vivarech baruch acharona. And then you'll recite the Baruch Nefashos, or you recite in Al Hamichya, Baruch Amin Shalosh, the Samuch Lo, and right after you conclude the Baruch Nefashos, or the Baruch Amin Shalosh, you'll say Yoimar Tfilas Haderech, or another solution is to go to the Beis HaKisei and to recite the Asher Yotzar. And right after you conclude Asher Yotzar, you then say immediately, O Yotl, Yotl Mayim, vivarech acha Asher Yotzar, the Yismicheho law, and you shall then immediately say the bracha tefillah sadech. Now he brings out over here a pilpul in the Piskei Tshuvos. The examples that the Kitta Shulchan Aruch gave are long brachas. The bracha of Asher Yotzar is a long bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Kevin Elchem Asher Yotzar Esodam is a whole nusach. The bracha Main Shalosh is a long bracha. Al Hanichra V'Yachakola V'Yaltim V'Zasada. The bracha even Baruch Nefashos to some degree is called a long bracha. What about a bracha Smuch Lechaver to a short bracha? For example, let's say you're about to travel, you don't have to go to the bathroom, and you want to eat, or you want to take a piece of gum, or you want to eat something, and you want to eat. This is going to be a meal. You're going to eat on the road. So, can you make a shahakol or borei minim mazonos or any bracha you want, and then eat a little bit, make a shahakol, and you sip some liquid, and then immediately you say tefillah sadech yiratzayim milafenecha. Does that count? So he presents two opinions. Some hold that this technique of bracha, it's a yesod in the din of bracha smuch l'chaverta. There is an opinion that holds, in order to accomplish what you want with the bracha smuch l'chaverta, it only works with a long bracha. When you make an asher yotzar, a bari nefashos, a bracha me'in shalosh, that will achieve the goal of the next bracha will have been considered to have begun with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu the Melech Olam. But a short bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu the Melech Olam Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro, and then you quickly, you have no choice, you don't want to be mafsik, so you're quickly going to sip some liquid, or you make a bari name of Zonas, and you're going to take in a small amount of food, and then you're going to say the Tilos Aderech Yiratzon, and you want the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam to that Haskola to serve as a Haskola for the Tilos Aderech, will not work. You're not going to accomplish anything. But then he presents that many Poskim disagree. Who are the Poskim? The Beis Yosef, B'Shem the Kolboy, the Eldi Rabba, Alpi HaYushalmi, they disagree. And they hold, not like what it says here in the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, that it can be considered a bracha hasmuchel l'chaverta, even a short bracha. Okay, so not like what it says here in the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, that if a person does not need to go to the Beis HaKisei, the person does not need to make a bracha achrayna, and you're beginning a trip, and you have a snack at your side, it's ideal, it's just as good to make a shahakol, or baruch nei mazonos, to quickly take a small amount of food, so it should not be a bracha levatala, should not be a hefsik, and then immediately, without any hesitation, without any delay, to say the tefilas haderech yihi ratzon, and that will be considered to be a bracha hasmucha lachaverta. Okay, this is a lamdusha. Okay, we'll stop here.